When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
I'll see you, Ja.
What would it take for the Super Bowl to take a back seat in the press this week? Like, Kyrie's trade is what we've been talking about. But, like, as it approaches, as the Super Bowl approaches, what would it take to knock the Super Bowl off the headlines? A KD trade? I think that would do it. I think we would lead with KD if he was traded.
A LeBron trade.
A LeBron. Anything to do with LeBron.
Anything with LeBron.
Kyrie,
just the world.
So you mean, clearly you mean leading up to
the Super Bowl.
This week.
By Friday. Yeah, by Friday. Friday, KD gets traded. We're leading all the shows with KD.
Yes. Well, LeBron, KD, either one of those two.
Tells you where they are in the hierarchy in sports if they can knock the Super Bowl off.
Lamar Jackson being moved or signed.
An Aaron Rodgers trade.
Aaron Rodgers moved trade. Or signed. Yeah. I mean, traded, I'm sorry.
Tom Brady comes back.
Yeah, but now, come on, man. We give
I'm
2 seconds.
What,
I'm going to give you 2 seconds on that. I ain't even going. That's over with. He do that.
I agree,
I'm gonna give you two
Key.
Seconds.
That's why it's newsworthy. If he did come, everyone feels like he's retired. So do I.
No, yeah, but if he did that,
if he came
though.
Back, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be on Comedy Central.
I'm with you, though, Key. Like, Lamar Jackson coming to an agreement on 250 guaranteed.
Yeah, Lamar or trade it to a team or something like that. It would, yeah, for sure. But I don't think anybody would – football people wouldn't do anything to disrupt the Super Bowl. I don't think teams – would do anything to disrupt the Super Bowl
NBA
right now.
NBA maybe because they have to handle their
own business. Yeah, the NBA doesn't have to answer to – and they got Thursday's deadline, but they don't have to answer to the NFL.
That's the thing. If it happens Thursday by
we're
like 2 o'clock,
Friday.
We're leading on Friday
on
with Kevin
Friday.
Durant. KD, there's no doubt about it. KD, we're leading.
Yep. Yeah. We'll give you 10 minutes.
Nah. That's going
to
monopolize.
No, we have to give you 10 minutes at the top. What are you talking about?
Yeah, 10 minutes at
the
top.
Oh, yeah, but that's
going to
take up most of
the
show.
I didn't say it would take up the show. I just said 10 minutes. Yep. You guys are the ones that said that.
I know you're trying to minimize basketball, Keyshawn.
Yeah, usually Jay's a little sensitive about
lean
that.
Lean into it, Jay.
This time.
What are you trying to say?
I said what I said, Key.
Lean into it.
I said it.
You said what?
You minimize basketball.
Say what's on your chest. Say what's on your chest.
Say it with my chest. Which
ESPN
one?
ESPN Radio on his chest right now, at least on the camera.
It's been confusing me because the whole time as I'm looking at it,
it looks like
I keep thinking it's the logo. I'm like, why is he wearing
For those listening old? On the radio, we're in a three box because Jay's in Bristol and Key's in L.A. and I'm in New York. And Jay has a sweatshirt on. And he's got an ESPN Radio microphone in front of him, but the way it looks like the ESPN Radio thing is like a logo on his sweatshirt.
You guys haven't seen my lookalike yet, have you?
Curtis Granderson?
No. Nuno, our producer, is dressed in the exact same clothes I'm wearing today.
Let's see. Where's Nuno?
He's not in there.
I don't know where he's at, but they definitely look alike. Same color, top, bottom. They probably got the same socks on.
He's following
twins.
I keep an eye on these guys, Max.
It's like you and Pat.
Of course.
I'm always watching Pat.
We're brothers.
Especially with those bad cheesesteaks in Philly.
Watch it, Juju. Watch it. All right.
That's what he said?
Yeah, that's what he said.
What did he say?
Cheesesteaks ain't good in Philly. You can get a best cheesesteak from somewhere, not from Philly. Blah, blah, blah. That ain't even true.
I agree with that.
Of course.
Where you getting the best cheesesteaks from, Key?
Man, you can get the best cheesesteaks from any place that makes good cheesesteaks.
You're making stuff up.
No,
you can't
make
Philly
guys.
I'm making stuff up.
I'm with the Philly guys on this. It's not close.
Where?
It's not close.
Name me three places that's not in Philly.
LA. Okay, so New York cheesesteak, and you can only get it in New York.
I know New York cheesesteak ain't like Philly cheesesteak.
No such thing.
It's like getting a slice of pizza in New York. It's going to be better. Come on.
Nah, bro.
Okay. It's in the bagels in New York. It's the water. That's what's in it.
I don't know what it is, but they got better bagels in New York.
Max, I understand.
Stop. I can go right down the street to Whole Foods and get a bagel.
Key only likes Max. I got it. Key only likes kale cheese sticks. That's why.
That's what it is.
It's LA.
Kale steaks.
You want bread kale that's steaks. Not bread, right?
Instead of cheese, mushrooms, it's avocado.
Cooked as bread, yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah,
got
so
some sprouts.
Oh God, you can only get a steak in Wyoming because they breed the
there.
Cows.
They're
oh,
there.
Stop!
The thing is still mooing when you're eating it.
Gluten-free oh, vegan cheesesteak.
Gluten-free.
My
vegan
name's Kashawn Johnson. Can I get a gluten-free
double
vegan
macchiato
cheesesteak with
venti.
Arugula?
Let him get a venti.
On top.
Venti.
Get a grande.
A venti cheesesteak.
Well, I did a skinny macchiato.
I did pull into Chick-fil-A 2 days ago with my daughter, and I saw the sign. It said gluten-free bun. I was like, I just was like,
five of them.
I put my hand in the air. I'm like, seriously.
How about when they advertise like a popsicle, gluten-free? Yeah, no kidding. How's it gonna be gluten in a popsicle? Hey guys, was it in our text chain that someone put that in Philadelphia they're yelling "Go Birds" instead of "present" at jury duty? Roll
go
call.
Go Birds. Yeah, that was Jerry.
Is that true?
It's facts, though.
It's facts. They're actually yelling "Go Birds"
go
instead
birds.
Of "present" at jury duty, and the court's just letting them do it.
"Go Birds" is also an appropriate goodbye and hello in Philadelphia.
Right now,
it's
I get
any
it.
Type of salutation. It's a joyous time in at the crib. So,
if it goes south, though, Philly, ooh.
What do you mean?
It'll be hurting for
it'll
a couple
be insufferable.
Days.
Oh man, am I rooting for the
Chiefs? Oh, for a couple well, days, it'll be painful.
See, man, I don't know, man.
They feel they got this.
See, because I feel like it would hurt, but I feel like Philly knows they're here to stay for a minute. Like they're gonna be here for
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, but Jay, I don't know if I've ever told you the story.
Uh-oh.
When we beat the Eagles to go to the Super Bowl, prior to the game, because they beat us in a regular season, right? Mm-hmm. This is Philly for you. They had already sent their advanced equipment staff and all this stuff already headed to San Diego. We hadn't even played the game yet. They were so sure that they was going to beat us. They had already sent advanced people. Oh, they're going to do all the, you know, all that. Womp, womp, womp. You don't turn that damn truck around and get y'all ass back to Philadelphia. Oh, it was the greatest thing ever.
By the way,
it was the greatest thing ever. And that's where they get themselves in trouble, though.
Which is what?
That's where the
but
Eagle
they haven't
fans
done that
get
yet.
Themselves in
they
trouble.
They haven't done that yet. They haven't done anything yet.
Well, they're
a humble
talking
city,
like
man.
They won.
It's a humble city.
Key just gave you the, what you talking about, Jay, stop. Look. What are you why were you so shocked at what Jay just said, Key?
Like, what have they done?
Because they always doing something instead of just, nice and
lies,
easy.
Lies, 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 and more lies.
Key, you just don't like Philadelphia fans? Is that what you're trying
you
to
really
say?
You really don't like the city,
you really
man.
Don't like
Philly
the city
cool,
like that.
Though.
We gotta investigate
nah,
this.
I'm low-key a Philly bit, guy, man. I like
no,
Philly.
You ain't low-key no Philly guy.
You like Jalen Hurts.
I like Philly.
You like Jalen Hurts. Just because you put on a Jalen Hurts jersey on First Take don't make you a Philly guy.
He get his hair cut down around the way.
No,
but other than that, you got to keep an eye on this guy, man.
I said I low-key like Philly. Low key, I didn't say
okay
I'm all in.
Let me tell you what I had to deal with Rough House Records back in the day.
Yeah.
Huh? Yates? Huh?
Okay.
Costello, what do you think about that?
Okay, stamp. Right.
Listen,
easy pass.
For clarity.
I still think that cheesesteaks is overrated, though.
No, it's nuts.
What?
That's nuts.
Wow.
I used to go to Philly partly just to get the cheesesteak. Hop on the
Acela.
That's
because you thought you had to get it from Philly.
Because I knew
you
could
have got
did.
It right on Broadway
no,
and 7th
Street. It wasn't the same.
Wait, Max, you really got a record deal?
Same.
Yeah, you know I had a record deal, Jay. Stop acting surprised. So, for clarity and contextual purposes, we were talking about Lamar Jackson's
as a writer
contract
or as a
situation with the Ravens, right? So here is the framework from previous reporting of Adam Schefter and Chris Mortensen. This because Jeremy Fowler, 21 hours ago, tweeted that the Ravens and Lamar Jackson remain $100 million apart, which is surprising to me since they offered him a guarantee of $130 million. And if you hear, oh, they're offering him $270 million, that comes straight from the team because the $270 ain't guaranteed. The only thing that matters is guaranteed. Teams are so stupid, they actually talk to the press with that big number as though they're going to fool people. If I was running a team, I would only leak the guarantee, like, because then they wouldn't even know where it's coming from.
$270, but think about it.
All right.
The audience – they're not sophisticated enough to really dive
that's
into
what
the
we're
guarantee
doing here.
Portion.
That's right.
But everybody's not listening to us. So there's
everyone
some
is.
Section of people.
Yes, they are.
There's a section of people
everyone
that's not listening to us that's listening to them, even though they're listening to us, but they think we don't know what we're talking about. They trust the team more.
Listen,
that's the reality of it.
So Fowler says they're $100 million apart. Remember, last year they guarantee him $130 million. Already guys like Russell Wilson
$133 million.
$180 million. And Deshaun got 230. But although you can't look at Deshaun, it's different. Yeah, but 180 ain't 130. So you're 50 shy of just the going rate.
But I don't want 180 because I'm better than Russell Wilson.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So that's how can they still
get over? You got to get over the 180.
So let me go over the
details.
Man,
if you're not talking to me in the 200s, let's not even have a real conversation. You're wasting your time.
There have been no new proposals exchanged between Lamar and the Ravens since both sides broke off talks. This from reporting, previous reporting of Adam Schefter and Chris Mortensen. The biggest issue between the two sides is their divide over the fully guaranteed money. Lamar wants fully guaranteed deals similar to Deshaun Watson. Duh. The Ravens are at 133, as Keith said. It's the second biggest fully guaranteed deal ever, aside from Watson. And although fully guaranteed as opposed to guaranteed, they're claiming it's more than Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray. I don't know if that's actually true when you look at it, but I guess the language is fully guaranteed. Other money would be conditional based on injuries, remaining on rosters, et cetera. Total value of the Ravens' last offer was around 270, which is nonsense. Of course it's not 270. It's only ever the guarantee in the NFL. That includes $23 million in 2022 as part of his fifth-year option. Any reporting that the teams are around $100 million apart is about the fully guaranteed money, which is, again, the only thing to look at.
But you know how you get their attention, though?
How's that?
You go silent. Mm-hmm. You just go silent. I'm on vacation. I'm not answering my phone. They can't get a hold of me. I'm working out and taking care of my business, but I'm chilling. You go silent on them, and I promise you they'll start acting different because that's the last thing that they want.
My read of this, Jay, is when they had that press conference saying that Baltimore did, saying, okay, bye to the OC, Lamar's our future and everything. I don't think you have that press conference unless you go to ownership and say, look, the Russell Wilson's already a buck 80. Here comes Burrow and Herbert and Jalen Hurts now. They're all going north of 200. We're already north of 200. Can we go north of 200? And if ownership doesn't say yes to that, I don't think you have the press conference they had.
Key, I'm with you. I'm 1,000,000% on board with what you've just said. I'm not tweeting. I ain't talking to nobody. You ain't hearing nothing from you. You'll wonder, where is he still alive? What's going on?
Exactly.
Until you come right.
Hey, man,
that's when
you'll
hear from me.
You know, you heard from Lamar. When last time you talked to Lamar?
He seen you a text or anything?
Oh, Coach Dog, I think he in the Bahamas or something, man. I don't know. He went fishing.
That's why you don't counter an offer that's far off. You just don't even counter it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You just go radio silent. Like, just
hey, Coach K is going to join us at this time tomorrow, starting 9 a.m. Eastern. Also tomorrow, Key will rank his top 5 overrated foods.
Hey.
Philly cheesesteak on that list. You're going to have to fight Costello and Yates.
Cheesesteak
bagel. From where, though?
LeBron's cheesesteak, pizza, cheesecake.
LeBron is chasing Kareem and history.
Clam chowder.
J. Will and Max, ESPN
smash
Radio.
The East Coast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
I have not set out to do that. It wasn't like a goal of mine when I entered the league.
LeBron James' first shot is good. He can score.
Over the course of my career, I've just gotten better with every facet of my game.
LeBron is now second all-time.
Hooks the pass, gets it to James. Here's a three for the win. Good! Oh, it is good!
Iguodala to Curry. Back to Iguodala. Up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James!
It's never been a goal of mine.
LeBron James will pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar tonight or next game in L.A.
Nah, not tonight. 10 points.
He needs 36.
I need him to score.
No, I need him to score
17 tonight.
No,
28.
You need him to have like he needs 36.
Yeah.
I only want him to get
30.
No.
Why?
I wanted to get like 17.
He's going to get too nervous.
17 and do it against the Bucks on Thursday night.
He's going to do it against the Bucks anyway.
Yeah, why 17? Get 30. Like him
no, but 30. If he go, what if it's a tight game tonight and he's got to do his thing and he gets 42?
I don't think he'll break it tonight. I'm telling you, he will break it.
Well, I don't want him to.
22 points, 13 assists tonight, right?
He will break it against the Bucks on Thursday night.
Yeah, but I'll take
Sky hook, Jay.
But I don't want him to.
There's no better way to show thanks and gratitude to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar than to break his record with the Skyhook on the block.
Oh, yeah, on Thursday night. But, see, yes. The thing is, though, Jay, there's a couple things, the reason I need it to happen a certain way, right? If he's too close on Thursday and he's only got 8 points to go, somebody is going to miss the opportunity because they've been sitting in traffic. You know, it's early. It's late arrival, early to leave. It's Lakers. And now you're going to miss it.
Not that night. People get there early that night.
No, 6:30 tip-off. Think about it. 6:30 tip-off, traffic. You know, they take all day to let you in arenas nowadays. You know, they take forever because they got to do all the extra stuff.
Yeah.
It's just all I'm saying is at least – half. We need him to have half of the points.
Whenever he does, all I need, Key, is that when this does happen on Thursday, I need the game to be stopped.
Oh, they're going to stop it. For sure.
I don't care if we're in the middle of the first quarter, the second quarter. I need the game to be stopped, and I need everybody to stop, stand up, and applaud this man for becoming the leading scorer in NBA history while he's still a current player.
I was with my buddy yesterday in a meeting, and somebody offered him for his floor seats. Crazy, Jay. Crazy amount of money for his floor seats for both of these games.
Tonight
and Thursday.
As of Monday morning, this from Front Office Sports, the get-in price at Crypto.com Arena for Thursday's matchup between the Los Angeles Lakers and Milwaukee Bucks. Crypto.com. Still, it's Crypto.com? Is $763. Okay, that's the get-in price. Yeah. That's a 663% increase. It went up almost six and a half times more than the start of the season when it was $100 per ticket.
So that's the Bob Uecker's.
You can tune into NBA action tonight, by the way, as the Lakers host the Thunder, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on select ESPN radio stations. You want to hear LeBron talking to Michael Wilbon about the scoring title?
Yeah.
Here he is.
Never said I wanted to lead the league in scoring or – for sure never said I wanted to be the all-time leader in scoring. That's never been like a dream of mine. And to sit here and actually be on the brink of it happening, this is pretty, it's pretty crazy. For me to be in the company with such a prominent, dominant force like Kareem was, it's an honor.
And you've probably imagined it a million times now lately anyway. What does it look like when you put it through the basket to pass Kareem?
I don't want to do it on a free throw, so hopefully I can get a nice layup or my signature dunk in transition or a fadeaway. You know, I don't know, but a free throw feel like it's cheating the process.
You know what's interesting about the whole thing, Max? Mm. And as a Jordan guy, I'm talking to you here specifically on this one.
Jordan guy. I'm not a guy.
Yeah, it's fine.
See who
it's
the
okay.
Best is, the second
don't become reactive. It's fine.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Going down this path.
Lean into it.
Stop. All I'm saying, it's when Stephen Curry broke the all-time three-point shooting record, right? Like, it was a really big thing. You felt a lot of momentum on everything. Everybody talking about it all the time. Like, all the previews that were happening, all the channels. And it doesn't feel like LeBron James becoming the all-time leading scorer has gained the same type of momentum that Steph did. And it has to be that because when you already recognize Steph as the greatest three-point shooter, and he just solidified it in your opinion for a lot of people. It's just, all right, well, it just cemented it. There it goes. But people don't look at LeBron as the greatest of all time, and him being the all-time leading scorer still doesn't even engage that conversation. So is that the reason?
There's a reason for that, though, guys.
But who doesn't, Jay, think that he's the greatest of all time?
A lot of people do. Yeah. We were talking to him right now.
But this is the point. Here's the point that you're bringing up, Jay. I think it's an important one. Steph is clearly the greatest three-point shooter of all time. And the thing that he's known for, he set the record with, and that cemented the – like. But the difference between
Max,
Steph,
LeBron is known for scoring.
Wait, I understand that. Wait a minute. He is LeBron is known for scoring, but he is clearly not as great a scorer as Michael Jordan. And to demonstrate that, yes,
why
he has
is he
more
not points. A great
he's
time
I have
score.
To be
See,
able to finish
this is
the
what
sentence.
No, you're not going to be able to
because
finish
because
you can't say
argument.
No.
You're scared
absolutely
of the
not.
Argument. Here it
no,
is.
No, because you're getting ready to go down the wrong hole,
no,
dude.
How would you know what hole? I'm a super genius. You can't predict what I'm going to say.
Oh, God.
Now, listen. The
guy just called himself a super
That's
genius.
Right. Now,
go
listen.
Ahead.
LeBron James has led the league in scoring once. He's always among league leaders because he's a great scorer, among the greatest ever. And he's played for a long, long time. His score, he did not. Jordan played 82 games basically every year.
Max. You think will Kevin Durant be top five or
I'm
top
talking,
10?
Wait, I have to be able to finish the Jordan point that you brought up. Then we could talk about Durant.
Yeah, but it's taking you 10 minutes to make your
Jordan
point.
Because I can't finish a sentence. So.
Because you're going too long.
So. Michael Jordan averaged more points per game than anyone who ever lived. Okay? Because he's the greatest scorer of all time. He led the league in scoring 10 times. LeBron James has led the league in scoring one time.
Max,
and his scoring average is not the greatest ever.
Are you done?
But he's played twice as long, so he's compiled more points, and he's a great scorer.
Are you willing to say the skill of the game is better than it's ever been the last 10 years?
Of course.
Has the scoring average gone up over the last 10 years than the game has ever been before?
I'd have to look.
I'll do it for you because I cover the sport as an expert. It has. It's gone
no,
up.
There, but there have been years where guys have averaged many more points than the top scorers in the league this year, Jay.
But Max, I'm saying the overall skill set is dynamically better.
Yes.
So scoring has gone up because the game, the style of play has been different. So like your argument is invalid to a degree because everybody's scoring at prolifically higher numbers these days.
But then why aren't their scoring averages higher than Jordan's?
You're using
in
the
that
scoring
case.
Title as
wait,
something that's like it's hovering over LeBron. I'm like, well,
Jay,
guys,
your argument defeats itself.
No,
you
it
just
does
said
not.
Scoring chart goes up. In that case, why hasn't anyone averaged more than Jordan? He's the highest for his career scoring average. So if they've gone up, they should be averaging more, but they don't.
So how come Michael Jordan isn't the all-time leading scorer in the NBA?
He didn't play long enough.
Whose fault?
It's not about fault. Yes, LeBron has compiled the most points and because he's among the greatest scorers ever, and he's played the longest. Michael Jordan was a greater scorer than LeBron because he averaged more points per game.
Hold on.
By a lot.
I'm going to let Yates drop some knowledge. Go ahead, Yates. Jump in.
Jordan is one. Wilt is 2, Elgin's 3, KD 4, Bron 5. Points per game average all time.
Right.
Only Mike and Wilt are at 30. Elgin, KD, and Bron are all 27 point, couple tenths here
right.
and there. So.
So, but I'm not arguing he's not among the greatest scorers. I'm saying the greatest scorer is Michael Jordan. And then Wilt Chamberlain.
But LeBron's going to pass both of them.
LeBron's going to
pass
both of them.
Yes, he will compile more points. Pete Rose had the most hits in baseball.
Gotta go
there were
break.
Many
gotta
better
go
hitters.
So here's what I would
break.
Say. We got a guy
There's
who's
no
going
to
join us here yes. in a minute.
Good job, Keith.
Who covers basketball. Ryan Windhorst next.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
I have not set out to do that. It wasn't like a goal of mine when I entered the league.
LeBron James' first shot is good. He can score.
Over the course of my career, I've just gotten better with every facet of my game.
LeBron is now second all-time.
Hooks the pass. Gets it to James. Here's a three for the win. Oh, it is good.
Iguodala to Curry. Back to Iguodala. Up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James.
It's never been a goal of mine.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Brian Windhorst, ESPN NBA Insider, the Hoop Collective podcast with us now. Been covering
Windy.
LeBron since high school. Wait, he was in high school. Were you, Windy?
No, I wish I was that young.
I know, Windhorst, you've been covering LeBron since forever. What does the scoring record mean for LeBron, Windy?
It's a beautiful side effect of the longevity of his career. I know that it's such a focus on the ball going through the basket, and that's the name of the game. That's why we're all talking about the game, and it's the core thing. And so it's such an iconic record. I mean, it's really been held by two guys since the 60s, or I guess since the early 70s. And so it's one of those things that just doesn't change hands. And so that is such an important thing, and it's something to be celebrated and reflected on. But really, it's the product of him being so great for so long. I mean, the idea that you average this many points, this many years. I mean, guys, when he was a rookie, okay, the league was so different. A high-scoring game was 103 to 100, okay? He averaged 21 points as a rookie when he really could not shoot at all. He shot like 31% on mid-range shots as a rookie. His technique was not good, and he was still so talented that he averaged 21, and he averaged 27 his second year, and that's been his average ever since. And so to be able to average 20 points in the NBA for 20 years, which is amazing on the front end, and now he's averaging 30 because the NBA is different now, but to average 20 on the front end and average 30 on the back end over 20 years is amazing, and the scoring record is an outgrowth of that longevity.
Windy, obviously, it's either going to happen tonight or it's going to happen Thursday. Both Key and I think it's going to happen against the Bucks on the Skyhook, frankly, when he does it. But let's talk about where do the Lakers go from here? Obviously, Kyrie Irving is off the table. He's now a Dallas Maverick. Are there any moves that Rob Pelinka and company make before the trade deadline to give this current construction of the roster their best chance to win the world championship?
Yeah, I think they're trying, Jay. They offered both draft picks for Kyrie unprotected. And by the way, they can only offer the 2029 pick unprotected. I won't get into the reasons why, but they have on that one, they offer that one, it has to be unprotected. And so if they're putting those in play on Sunday, they're putting them in play on Wednesday. But they have a big decision to make organizationally. Like, I honestly believe they could trade Russell Westbrook by Thursday. And they could trade him for, a couple of players that potentially could move the ball forward this year. But the only way they're going to be able to trade Westbrook at this point is either by taking on salary longer than this year, which would remove their salary cap space this summer. Because, quite frankly, it's not over with Kyrie. They could sign Kyrie this summer. They have the cap space. I mean, they don't have quite enough for max cap space, but they could get there if they wanted to. They could leave the door open to sign Kyrie this summer and still have those two draft picks. But to do something like that, to leave the cap space open and to leave the picks untouched, you'd have to be comfortable with this being your team the rest of the year and probably your ceiling being a play-in team. And I just, I don't know if they're comfortable with that. I don't think LeBron is. LeBron told Michael Wilbon yesterday he still thinks this team can make a run. I mean, that sounds preposterous on February 6th or whatever, or 7th or whatever we're at now, that you would say a team in 13th place could make a run. But, I mean, I don't think you can put it out of hand. And so that's the decision. They can make a trade. There's trades for them to make. The question is, do they do it and maybe limit their flexibility to truly improve the team over the summer?
Brian Windhorst, ESPN NBA Insider, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Also, you can listen to ESPN Radio tonight and Thursday night as the Lakers take on the Thunder as well as the Bucks chasing LeBron, chasing history, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record. Brian, what does Kyrie moving to the Mavs do for them in the West?
Well, the one thing about this whole trade deadline that's so fascinating, Key, is how uncertain the West is. Now, let's take a look here. The Grizzlies, who declared they weren't worried about anybody, might need to be worried about themselves. They've lost 8 out of 10 games. And I expect them to bounce back when they get Steven Adams back. But you don't look at them as impenetrable. You don't look at the Nuggets as impenetrable because, you know, you're not 100% sure whether or not Jokic can lead the team to three playoff series wins. They've gotten to the conference finals before. You respect them, but you don't fear them. The Warriors, like, I don't know. I mean, is Klay going to keep shooting? You know, Klay has an iconic shooting performance last night. If he keeps doing this, they're going to be fine without Steph. But if Steph is out for a month, which seems possible, they might be a play-in team. The Clippers take two steps forward and one step back. Like, if you're in the West, who are you, you know, the Lakers didn't get Kyrie. If you're in the West, who are you waking up every morning and going, boy, I don't think we can beat them? And so, like, the Mavericks think they got a puncher's chance. And I think that, you know, Doncic has a lot of similarities to LeBron, the way he plays. He doesn't have the athleticism, but he has a lot of similarities. And what Kyrie did for LeBron, he could do for Luka. And what I mean by that is, especially in playoff settings, it was amazing to be able to have Kyrie to initiate the offense when either LeBron was resting or even when LeBron was in the game. In those playoff series, LeBron could toss the ball to Kyrie and say, I'm going to take these two possessions and let you cook. And Kyrie is a killer late-game situational player, which is something LeBron has struggled with at times. He was the perfect perimeter match. I think he can be the perfect perimeter match for Luka. The problem is that Kyrie didn't like playing that way. Kyrie didn't like having his opportunities dictated by LeBron, and ultimately, and also because he was a big devotee of Kobe, who didn't like having that dictated to him by Shaq, he wanted to break away. So, suspecting that Kyrie wants to be on his best behavior, I would think that would not happen over these next 30 games, and that if he stays healthy, that these two guys would absolutely dominate offensively. And I think that could happen, and so that's what we're all going to watch.
Hey, Wendy, quickly, I actually see Luka is much more like James Harden than LeBron James. And Kyrie gave the ball to Harden famously with the Nets and said, here, you're the point guard. And when KD was hurt for a stretch there when they were both healthy, it really benefited both of them and the team. I think that's actually a more apt comparison. What do you think of the Harden-Kyrie comparison before we let you go?
Well, I do think you're right because Harden dribbles the ball like crazy and so does Luka. And so and you're right. Also, when Harden arrived, Kyrie yielded. But Kyrie, in his career, yielding has been a temporary condition. So, but this is a temporary season. So I absolutely think it's going to be fascinating to watch. And I have no doubt that if they're both healthy and playing together, they will be very formidable offensively. Defensively, we'll see.
It's going to be fun to watch, that's for sure. Brian Windhorst, ESPN NBA Insider, the Hoop Collective podcast. Thank you, as always, Wendy.
Take care.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Can you actually start a lawnmower? Like, if I put a lawnmower in front of you, could you start it right now? Because I don't think you could.
Of course I can. Why couldn't I?
Are you a pusher or a starter? Are you a pusher or a sitter, Keith?
I watch.
He's a watcher.
I'm a watcher.
Stand up. Stand up. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Yeah, man.
Bob Marley.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man.
Anyone, yeah, it gets you ready. Feels like it's Friday. Like I'm getting ready for the weekend with this song.
It does actually feel like a Friday, summertime. Man. And if it was a Friday, my lawn would already be cut by now. But and Jay, you do yours on a weekend, right?
Well, you can do it during the week. Depends.
But yeah, Keith, what kind of lawnmower do you have? Do you even know what kind of lawnmower you have?
I don't have a lawnmower.
Right, they bring it.
I'm assuming when
Either
I get
way,
back.
I don't either. Yeah. I see the guy show up. He's in the thing. He's driving it all around the lawn. I go inside.
How you have a lawn?
I get annoyed. It's making a lot
city,
of noise.
Man. What are they doing? Watering your plants upstairs on your balcony? Like, what the hell? What are you talking about?
Jay does
you don't have a lawn living in the city.
I know, but I got a place. I got a place. I got a place outside the city.
Yeah. Oh, the other place.
Yeah, Yeah. I'm annoyed by the smell of it, the sound of it, everything. Why can't they do this when I'm not here?
Yeah, it's the only problem with the maintenance is that if you're taking a nap, that could be a little annoying. And the dogs barking no matter what. They just bark because they see people in the backyard messing around.
Kids got a toy on the lawn. It's a wrap, little inflatable something. It's a wrap.
Why do you get so angry when we talk about LeBron James being the all-time greatest scorer?
I don't get angry.
No, not you. Not you, Keith. Oh.
No.
Max.
I don't get angry by the topic. I get angry when I can't finish my point because you guys interrupt every time I get to the point.
Oh, that's Max, how it feels.
Max. Mirror, mirror on the wall.
No. You can finish your point.
Max.
If you want to get back into it, you were making the point about errors, Jay. And how errors get better. This is what I would say to that. You have to look at how someone's skills fit into their era. In other words, as people practice the three-point shot more and more, percentages go up, right? Yep. So a guy who shoots 35% in this era from three has less value than a guy who shot 35% in that era because it was.
Max.
Now, you can also then say, Jay, as you do, but you also have to take into consideration the relative strength of the eras, and I think that's right.
Max, who has a better two-point shooting percentage in their career, Michael Jordan or LeBron James?
For their eras, clearly Michael Jordan.
No, LeBron James. No,
not,
you're wrong.
Not when you contextualize for the league, Jay. That's my point.
Well, how are you contextualizing the league and two-point shooting percentage?
You take the average two-point shooting percentage in that era, and you see where it ranked. That's the reason I go to things
LeBron
like—
LeBron has a better two-point shooting percentage than Michael Jordan and Kevin Durant that are both the highest. He's the highest.
LeBron
James— That refutes your argument. Throw that argument out of the window.
You're missing what I'm saying. You have to see where it ranks in the era. So in other words, if Michael Jordan, he also has the highest scoring average, period. But let's say he didn't. But he still led his league 10
LeBron
times.
LeBron James is top three in that category.
Right, but top three is not top one, is it?
Yeah, but once again, you're talking about, it's funny, you take an era for one generation and then you make that fit for the Jordan, but then when it goes to the next generation, you don't apply that to LeBron James.
Jay, if you would let me finish the point one time, you'd see what I'm saying.
Let him finish, Jay, please.
This is what I'm saying, Jay, is yes, Jordan has a higher scoring average period than anyone who ever lived, including LeBron James. But let's say that wasn't the case. Let's say Jordan was 3 points behind LeBron, but he led his league 10 times. In other words, points were harder to come by in his era, let's say, and he got them anyway. Right? That makes it more impressive than just a purely higher scoring average. It's like if you hit 30 home runs and in a league where that's amazing, that's more impressive than hitting 40 if everyone's hitting 40 home runs a year in that league. It's how expensive, how dear, how rare are those points to come by? That's pure supply and demand. So I'm looking at how each fared in their era because we will never see them play in the same era. That's all.
All right, so you finished explaining?
Yeah.
So you have now explained
like
two minutes and 16 seconds
to take up that point to finish your point.
That's the point. Go ahead. Don't make me put a clock on you. Trust me.
You can put a clock on me and me making my points.
I promise you, you can put a clock on me.
I didn't say you, Jay. I said Key.
No, you can put a shot clock on me.
For you. What are you talking
I'm
about?
Just
they invented
laughing.
The shot clock for you.
Well, here's what I would say.
Yes. Jay is catch and shoot. Yeah, on this show.
Look. LeBron James.
Catch and shoot.
Regardless of how long he's played, you're going to compile numbers of the longevity. There's no question about it. But I would say he's the all-time scoring. He's going to be the all-time scoring leader. So to me, that makes him the best scorer in NBA history.
Do you think Pete Rose is the best hitter in baseball history? He got the most hits.
LeBron James is the all-time greatest scorer in the game of basketball. I didn't say he's the most efficient. I didn't say he has the best skill set.
I think you can define it that way.
He's the all-time greatest scorer in basketball history.
I think there is an argument to be
yes,
made.
Yes, I know. That's why I keep trying to make it.
Of greatest.
If you only allow me to finish my point, Max.
I'm sorry, Jay. That's all the time we have. You know it's catch and shoot. Catch and shoot all day.
Unbelievable.
You think Pete Rose, Key, is the greatest hitter in baseball history? He has the most hits by far.
No, I don't think he's the greatest hitter.
Right, because his batting average.
No, I don't think he's the greatest hitter. His hitting depends on how – what, Jay?
LeBron is top three all-time in scoring average.
I appreciate the point you're making, Jay. You're saying that
– you act like he's not even top 20.
No, I'm using –
it's mind-boggling to me.
No, I'm not acting like that. Using Pete Rose is hyperbolic to make the point. In other words, I'm not claiming –
Tony Gwynn was a great – Tony Gwynn is a great hitter.
Rod Carew,
great hitters.
Right, and because on a yearly basis, they hit for a better batting average than Pete Rose. They didn't play as long. Yes,
but he
LeBron
was
James
he surpassed, but he
ever.
Surpassed Michael Jordan a long time ago, man.
Yeah, he passed him on the points totals.
So a guy scores 30 in his career, and another guy scores 28.9.
Now, Max, if you're trying
What's
to get a case
difference,
that Michael
man?
Jordan
it's
is more of
damn
an efficient
thing.
Scorer. Then LeBron,
prolific scorer.
You're haggling over 2 points?
But he led the league in scoring 10 times and has the highest scoring average.
Okay, he led the league in scoring 10 times. Nobody else was scoring in that era like that.
Really? David Robinson, Shaquille O'Neal, Hakeem Olajuwon, Clyde Drexler, Charles Barkley?
Max, this is the all-time greatest skill set of NBA players in game of basketball has ever seen. You have Kevin Durant and Steph Curry.
Max, go do just in, man. Rest your brain and go do just in.
NBA action tonight. Will LeBron break it tonight?
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.